An acquaintance says biologist Mike Graziano is the next E.O. Wilson. The Ph.D. candidate at Ohio State University loves to explore the Clintonville area's ravines. Mike Graziano walks down a familiar path in Glen Echo Ravine. He scans the landscape for things that others might miss.
There's a nesting pair of barred owls that have taken up residence here, and they make appearances every now and then, especially the younger ones. We have Cooper's hawks that nest in here as well. Funny, I was here back in May and had a barred owl right on the tail of a Cooper's hawk chasing it out of the ravine.
Glen Echo is teeming with wildlife, says the 33-year-old biologist. It's one of the things that attracts him to Columbus's ravines.
They're really unique. It's part of a system that was once a lot more widespread in Columbus, and you just have these little slivers now of that are kind of a glimpse as to what used to be all around.
Graziano scrambles up a ridge on the ravine's northeast side, the acorns from giant oaks crunching under his feet. Those acorns, he says, help nurture the ravine's renewal.
We're on this ridge that really, I think, makes Glen Echo unique in that it's retained a lot of the species richness that I think was once much more prominent farther down in the ravine. We're surrounded by white oaks and black oaks, a couple hundred or more years old, and the trees up here are regenerating nicely too. You see lots of little white oaks and black oaks that are popping up.
Graziano says 450 different species of plants and animals have been tallied in Glen Echo. Even so, he and others are working to increase the ravine's biodiversity. 2 years ago, they constructed a vernal pool.
They might be small, but they can pack a punch with regards to species. There's not really much of a correlation between the size of the pool and the species richness.
Surrounding the pool, plants such as winterberry, iris, and buttonbush have been added.
There was an effort to put in native plants that we'd expect around vernal pools. If you look, actually right now, the winterberry is looking nice. It's got these bright red berries. It's a species of holly that we find around vernal pools here in central Ohio. There's a goldfinch that's coming in and taking some seeds.
Certain frogs and salamanders are also making a comeback.
They really rely on these sites, these ephemeral wetlands that usually people don't think twice about. They see a site that's wet in the spring and then dries up. But it's a really important, if not critical, habitat for a lot of amphibians and invertebrates.
Graziano's love for nature started when he was 6 or 7.
In the first grade, I checked out a book in the library called Animal Behavior, and I almost never returned it until the end of the year. Just kept on rechecking it out and reading it. And it's, yeah, pretty much at that time I couldn't escape from the biological vortex, if you will.
He studied ecosystems across the U.S., always looking for ways to add what's missing.
When I look at a forest or any patch of land, I like to think of what it used to be like. And I think we have a responsibility, really, to try and replace those missing parts.
The next E.O. Wilson? Maybe. Columbus and its wild creatures can be thankful that Mike Graziano is here. Sam Hendren, WOSU News.